بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إبان القرآن الشريف أولي القوة لا تريبيت تقوى تقوى بحياتي إن هي different ترجمة من translation of تقوى الله fearing الله consciousness. And here Hazrat Muhammad Sahib explains that to do anything in the fear of Allah, to do anything or not to do anything, out of fear for Allah, this is actually called taqwa for an animal. Whether he fears or he don't do. The dog also will fear the master. To change the dog, the dog is afraid not to come forward. Even the cat understands your eye language. Show big eyes so the cat understands. And I must run away from you. The insan also, if he fears Allah, and what the animal fears, that is taqwa of an animal. So taqwa is that you don't do the guna in the love of Allah. Allah, because I love you, how can I do this guna? He says you have to learn how to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then we love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the taqwa will come in the heart. How to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when it comes to love of dunya, it comes natural. Versus when I am, what you find? 2-year-old. 2-year-old youngster, he will offer you baby milk, but he knows kala pani, black water he knows, coca cola he knows. Love of dunya will come into heart. He knows there's chocolate, he knows that it's sweet, you don't have to tell him that he must love it, he already loves it. And what's good for him, then he doesn't want. So insan's mizaj, tabiat, this like that. We go towards these things. But how to love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there a person has to learn how to love Allah. How to show Allah tabarak wa ta'ala my love? How do I love Allah? Why should I love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? When the person gets the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the heart, then he'll not do guna but will love for Allah. That is muhabbat. Like I was explained also. A person now with his wife, he might not go to haram side because I fear my wife. But that will stop him still. When he gets opportunity, he still go haram. This will look after his eyes. But if he truly loves his wife, so muhabbat is there with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. See Allah, how can I do this? How can I hurt my wife in this way? Even though she doesn't know about it. Because he has genuine muhabbat and love. So how to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to get this taqwa? Allah ta'ala gives different prescriptions in Quran Sharif. And Hazrat says also, he has so many bayans, so many wazayif. Now we think, yeah, Allah, where do I start? This alim gives this bayan, that alim gives that bayan. So many things that I don't know where to start. I was saying, as I explained to him also, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَتَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَاءَ ضَعَفًا مُضَاعَفًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. To get taqwa, لا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَاءَ. Don't get involved in riba usually. No matter how much it may be double for you also, don't even go near it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِيَ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Get the love of Allah to the extent that you fear going towards the haram with you. Well, how can you? When Allah, you said you are pure, you will accept pure. Allah is tayyib, Allah loves tayyib, Allah is pure, Allah loves pure. Allah, how can I get myself now, as a person, or my husband, Mr. Rahmatullah Ali, in Chorot, etc. As a person who has a farm, and one section of the farm is rearing some pigs. In case now, we have a shortage of halal meat, I've got some khinzir and some pigs available. Oh, there's some shortage of water. So a person now is saying, in case there's no water, I'll just buy some daru, some sharab and haram things and I'll keep. In case now there's no water, I'll have some beer and wine to drink. He said, nobody will do that. He said, what is the insurance? La ta'kul riba. Don't have usury in your life. Ya Allah, in case something is to happen, I've got this also reserved as a backup. La ta'kul riba. Allah said, don't go near riba, haram, gambling, all these things over here. What taqullah, I have so much amount of love for Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me so much. We all are saving and working hard for the rainy day. Allah never showed us alhamdulillah. Why have bad thoughts of Allah? Why think bad of Allah? Imagine a son now, if you hear your son telling his friend that my father, hey, I don't know whether he look after me, whether he'll do this. You say, better, what I don't do for you? Why are you talking like that? But how many of our actions are shouting out that we don't trust Allah? Ya Allah, in case this has to happen, or that has to happen, Ya Allah, I'm just covering myself. Ya Allah, I'm just covering myself. Allah made dunya a place of imtihan, place of difficulty, a place of examination. But how much now we got so much involved in it, and all this kufar, tariqah, and way, and what they've given it to us now, we say, no.
We got to do these things now. Our mind is only working that way. If only the mind has to work like how it should be working. Like the mind of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what trust they had in Allah. And to get trust of Allah and Allah to protect us is very simple. It's very simple. Allah just wants to hear us saying the right thing. Allah wants to hear us saying, Allah will protect me. Ali tawakkaltu. Hasbi Allah. La ilaha. Just wants to hear that only. Son has to say also, my father will buy me anything. That's all his friends. Father doesn't have the means. But the son says to his friends, my father will buy me that watch. My father will buy me that tacky. My father will do it for me. Father knows I can't afford it. But I told all his friends. Mother heard about it also. Mother will say, don't break his heart. Don't make a plan for him. Do it for him. Even you buy a fake one also. But at least keep his man a little bit. Keep his izzat a little bit. In two, three words, my father will buy. My father is very generous. He caught his father. Father will do it. He said to catch, so to say, to catch Allah kumanwana. To catch Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is even more easier. He's not sure whether the father will really buy it for him. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala just wants to hear we saying the right things. To the extent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it's so easy to convince Allah that if you can't cry, pretend you cry. That Allah will believe, look at he's pretending. Allah said, but I can give him. Even he's pretending also. For us now, if he's pretending, see, he's trying to catch us out. Be careful. Don't give him anything, you know, catch us. He'll come again for second round. We know the children also. He said, Papa, I won't ask anything else. Only one lollipop, one sweet. He said, you sure you won't? I won't come again. But he comes again after that. So insan is insan. So how to recognize Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? What taqwa? Allah says, have taqwa. What is taqwa? Ulama explain beautifully what is taqwa. Taqwa in the literal sense. Taqwa, the literal sense means that attaja'ala baynaka wa bayna ma takhafu minhu tuqatan taqiqa minhu. Taqwa means to build a barrier between something and what you have fear of, such a barrier that will save you from that fear you have. Person is staying near the Kruger National Park. He has a plot, he has a farm over there. Now there's a big five over there, lions there, tigers there, cheetahs there. So logical thing is, taqwa will mean, I'll tell you, you tell him by Arabic language, that ittaqil hayawan, that have adopt taqwa between you and the animals. What it means? Bulwul fence. Bulwul being a fence, you say he was taqwa in him. What it means? That he built something between what he feared and himself. That is taqwa. Literal sense. Person is saying near the ocean, below sea level. What is taqwa there? Bulwul dike. Bulwul thick wall, so the water doesn't come into your property. You say, very clever man this. Taqwa is the same thing. The taqwa means what you fear will take you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I build my wall. Build the wall. How to build it with a'mal. To build with a'mal and pure a'mal. How we learn a'mal, how to do the a'mal, I already mentioned. We went to Darul Uloom, we learn the nusus. We learn how, what is salah, what is Quran. But we have to see it in practical life. How do I perform this namaz? How do I read this Quran? How do I apply this masala? This will see the friends of Allah. How they did it. How they're standing in namaz. How they tied their hands. How he made his ruku. How he's making his sajda. How to keep roza? We don't know how to keep roza. We're just staying hungry the whole day. We see the mashayikh, what roza they are keeping. How they control their mind. How they control their eyes. How they use their tongue when it comes to roza. We read the nusus. We read the theory. Practical, we didn't see. But dunya, alhamdulillah, you got tuition, you got extra classes, you got murals, so many things, just to get our dunya right. For deen, nobody should take our time. Let's go 40 days in the path of Allah. Let's go 40 days by the mashayikh. Let's go sit by them and learn my deen. Something you have to learn. Now, our ustaz used to tell us, if they go by, your deen, tumhare baap dada ka miras nahi hai. He says, the deen is not your grandfather's inheritance you got. If you got it now, chala kare, carry on maintaining the building, and we're getting rental. So deen isn't like that. Deen, you have to go and learn your deen. You have to learn your deen from the ulama, mashayikh, and sit by them and ask them, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I read my Quran correct? But myself, you just complacent. I got taqwa, okay, I got a few amal in my life, alhamdulillah, I'm happy. But there's so much more. And our Hazrat says, when the complete, all his amal will come, and I'm really enjoying my namaz. I'm waiting to hold my Quran Sharif in my hand, kiss my Quran, put it to my heart, open my Quran Sharif and talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I want to Quran. Ya Allah, I want to talk to you. I want to see you in every ayat. Ya Allah, I'm making my door. Allah, give me the remote for every harf. Allah, I'm reading Quran to purify my heart, to cleanse my heart. Allah, I'm reading my Quran day of Qiyamah, Allah, read for you. All these niyat you are making now in your Quran, now read the Quran. When a person will start, he don't want to close it now. But myself now, just a few pages now, other hobbies, start scrolling something else. Why? There's no enjoyment in the Quran, no enjoyment in Salah also. And we check in the Tarawih time all the time, only 4 rakats for 50 minutes, very long Tarawih this is, very long. When it comes to hobbies, nobody says it's too long. Time just went like that, how come? The Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in his kitab, he says that one night he went with his cousins and they began the entire night, they were exchanging poetry, that went on, Islamic poetry, etc. And they're talking poetry and a few other things. And he said, before we knew it, already Fajr Azan went. He said, then it struck me, Imam Zakariya, what you did the whole night? He says, when he's writing this, he says, till today I still feel the bitterness in my heart, how I wasted that night. How the time just went like that. Just futile. And see our lives right now. No taqwa, no love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we're looking for other things to do now. We're getting bored in life. As Kim Sam used to say, we want to pass our life. He said, you will pass life, the reality is you will fail life. You can't just pass. There's so much to do, so much to enjoy. Allah has come enjoyment in the amal of deen and sharia. Today we say, how much Quran was it? Can't read the holy Quran. Can't read tasbihat the whole day. But the person gets the enjoyment of it. Why Yusuf Mutala Sahib mentions in his kitab also. He was a Sheikh, Faqir Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi. He said, I would see him in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, he would come. What an ashiq, lover of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says he would sit against the mataf wall at the back that time, in a squatting position with his back against the wall, looking at Baytullah. And he said, we would start our tawaf. And as you look at him, the tears are just falling down. 7 rounds you finish, he's still sitting there. You go to the hotel and come back, he's still sitting there. For hours he would sit there, just crying. Crying looking at Baytullah. What he's enjoying. What enjoyment he's getting. The Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah has mentioned about him also. That when he used to go to the Roda of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, as they say, we read this in kitabs, now we see it in the ulama. Look at him. We get inspired. The Sheikh used to go to the Roda, he used to sit at the feet side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asr sometime till Asr Maghrib is a long period of time. In the Arab countries, they read Asr awal waqt. Sometime Asr to Maghrib, sometime Asr to Isha, he would sit. He would sit there, they would cover him with a complete shawl. And this would give us the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah, one unstitched lungi, which is quite big. He said, only we used to see and hear from him, he just cried. Whole body was shaking. Our Shaykh mentions to us also, he says, in my life I saw only two people. I saw two people only crying in such a way, the love of Allah, the entire body is to shake. I saw my first Shaykh, Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When the Josh is to come with the love of Allah, the entire body is to shake. They say, what muhabbat, you could feel the sweetness what they're going through right now. But the Shaykh is to sit over there, and by the time he's to finish his salat and salam and dua and crying and talking to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the entire lungi, unstitched lungi, should be soaking with tears. What muhabbat, what love, what enjoyment. Today myself, we go to Haramain Sharifain, we're waiting and go home now. We go to the hotel room. Take a break, have lunch, go back, have some milkshake, have some ice cream. We're still enjoying all those things. For them, there's no enjoyment in it. We're just doing it because we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to sleep. Otherwise, we'll be talking to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are realities of life. This is a true taqwa. We're doing everything in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah says, get taqwa in you so that you will be successful. You want success? We all want success. Tell our children, you want to be successful in life. As it mentioned to us now so recently, somebody comes and asks, Mawlana Sahib, I want to be successful in life, what I must do? So we'll ask him, what business you're doing? How's it being? How's the turnover? Mawlana Sahib will ask him. So Mawlana Sahib, tell him, have taqwa. La'allakum tuflihun. Make istighfar, Allah will open your rosy for you. Say, Mawlana, things are a bit tight right now, what must do? Ask him, okay, what's happening in the business? Open another spot somewhere, close this one, maybe take a partner. Oh, and Mawlana Sahib doesn't know. Quran says, Istaghfiru Rabbakum. Allah will open your rosy. Make istighfar, Allah will open it for you. He said, all the prescriptions in Quran. Wattaqullah la'allakum tuflihun. Wattaqullah la'allakum turhamun. Fi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah's rahmatul fall upon you. So So taqwa will come in our life. We have to go to those that have taqwa and see how they adopt taqwa in their life. Otherwise, one person, he adopted taqwa. What taqwa he had? He says, we heard that you would oppose your nafs. Everything that nafs like, you must oppose it. So before he used to come to the masjid, he used to go to the toilet. He said, what do you do? He used to take feces and put it in his nose. So somebody asked, why are you doing this? He said, my nafs likes nice smell. He must oppose the nafs. Put feces inside. He said, but it's not taqwa that. Go to the ulama and learn how to have taqwa in your life. One person now bought a new house and he buy beds. He said, by kya huwa? Sunnah to sleep on the floor. So we put the wife on the concrete floor. He said, not taqwa that. Go to the mashayikh and ask them how to adopt taqwa in your life. Taqwa is not this, what do you think? I'm reading kitab, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Don't understand Shariat really. And so we have to go to them and ask them, how do I adopt this? How do I do this? How do I adopt this amal in my life? See the barakah in it, the taqwa in it, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding the reality of what taqwa is about. Whatever gunas are there, as it says, there one guna in your life, start working on it. Whatever guna is preventing you from the love of Allah, make that the jihad of your life now. Finish. Whether it be some insurances or OD, or it be some hobby, whatever it is, I can't control my eyes, passions, whatever it may be, Allah, this is the jihad of my life. On that one thing, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, the person who will make their mujahada, qurbani, and fight it, Allah says, I'll open avenues of hidayat for you. So whatever is blocking my muhabbat with Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, get it out of my life. Sometimes my speech also, too much talking, too much laughing, kills taqwa also. Ya Allah, this is my problem. Like Hazrat says, why you said something that you didn't have to say? We have to make a comment all the time. Some people have the habit. Now we're coming out from the masjid. And you know the Saadi is coming in now for Asr namaz, he came late. But I have to tell him something. But you're very early for Maghrib. But I know he missed this. Now he finally came Saturday, he ought to read his Asr. But I had to tell him something. I say, why did I come anyway? Person had to insult me. See, did you have to say it? Even in the just manner, joking manner, etc. We don't know who we're hurting. That's why I say, put a reins on your tongue. Do I have to say this? Do I have to be witty right now? Do I have to be clever right now? So if I don't have to say it, don't say it. Know what to say, when to say, how to say. This will stay with the mashayikh. They will learn from them when they say things, how they say things, how they address people. So we're saying so many things, you don't realize sometimes affected the iman also. Sometimes some jokes are going around also, they're just forwarding it. Sometimes about taqwa, sometimes about tawbah, sometimes about sharia and deen, but we made a joke of it. We don't know affecting the iman. Allah Ta'ala give us the true taqwa, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to make amal. These are all mubarak days also, the ashir al-hum. These are all the sacred months, Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and also Rajab, where the amal, the rewards are amplified and guna is amplified. Shaykh Abu Bakr Jassas rahimahullah says, in these days, Zulqa'da, Zulhijjah, Muharram, whoever adopts a good habit, it will pull him his entire year or possibly his entire life also. A person goes into bad right now in these months over here, which are sanctified months. Allah speaks about it in the Quran Sharif. Alright, about Ashhur Hurum, the sanctified months. Whatever guna we do also in these days, the guna also is multiplied. And it becomes part of your life after that. So although you might not know this thing, but it's all in Quran Sharif. Our Hazrat is speaking about it. These are all sanctified days, sacred days. Qurbani is coming also. Allah Ta'ala give us a way to become a man.